Boy mine Rav, my Rebbe. How'd you do today? Good?
Good.
What?
Rav is
in the Rav is like a... Rav is a...
Like
in between, right?
I was wondering how he's acting Rebbe.
He was his Talmud. Okay. All right, who wants to read?
I'll read.
Good.
Boimine Rav mi Rebbe. Rav asked a question from Rebbe. Hitino chavero oklinu mashkin hotzian lachutz mahu. If someone loaded his friend up with foods and drinks and he took them outside, what's the halacha? Akiras guvo akiras chayfetz mi makom odami mechayev odumala. Is his akira of his body equivalent to the akira of the object from its place, and he's he be chayev, or maybe not?
All right, let's see Rashi.
All right, Rashi says, Hitino chavero, shahaya gufo b'rishus hayachid. So, the person was in the rishus hayachid. V'hitino chavero, v'hitino chavero, and his friend put the things on him, and his friend is also in rishus hayachid, it would seem. Right. D'ihu gufe lo akar midi. So, he himself, the guy who got loaded up, did not do any akira. Okay.
1 second, let's get this straight. Now what? Hitino chavero... Right, in other words,
he didn't pick it up.
What?
He didn't pick it up.
It was placed on him.
Shehoya gufo b'rishus ha-yachid. Right, he was standing in b'rishus ha-yachid, and his friend loaded him up. Right? Who's in b'rishus ha-yachid?
The guy being loaded. I mean, both of them, but Rashi means the guy.
Lo akar midi. Iu gufe lo akar midi.
Meaning the guy who has the food on him.
The guy who has the food on him. One second.
I mean, it would be a question if the guy picked up the backpack, threw it over his shoulder, and then walked outside.
It wouldn't be a question if what?
If he actually did it, if he... pick something up and, you know, put it on his guff and walk that back. Only
right.
He didn't do it here.
Okay. What does Rashi have to say? Yeah, gufo b'rishus ha-yachid.
To differentiate from the Mishnah.
Not like the Mishnah case. I don't understand. How else do you do Hotzah?
You could load him up from inside. He's outside and you're inside.
But then it says Votzi on the Chutz.
And he loads him up and then the guy walks outside?
Correct.
What was the question?
Rashi just explained the case. Shehaya gufo b'rishus ha-yachid. So the man is standing in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, right? V'hitino chavero, and his friend loads him up. D'ihu gufe lo akar midi. Right. Now, as Rashi's trying to explain, right, what Levi's saying? That what? That it's not enough. If the guy put the thing on himself, that would not be a question. He's just standing there, and he gets loaded up. So he never did an Akira. Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
And it just bothered me why he says, Shoya Gufo Bushra Ziyachad. I mean, isn't that obvious? What's exactly... How else could he be Motzi? He's just telling you... What else could this goof be?
I don't know.
And that seems to be like part of his end thing. Like if he weren't in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, then he would have done some. Then he would have had to do some akira. Yeah. They just don't seem to go together. Hmm. The beginning of the Rashi and the end of Rashi. What is where his goof? What does it matter where his goof is? And that's why he who gufei lo akar midi. He himself didn't do anything.
I don't know.
Something just bothers me about that. Okay, she's telling you the case. Alright, go ahead. Ochlinu Mashkin.
Orcha de Milsa Nakat. Dar Hatzarach Lashabbos. I wasn't sure to punctuate that. But he took the common case, something which is needed for Shabbos.
Right.
The Derech Bnei Adam Leach Asak Behen B'Shabbos. And people occupy themselves with them on Shabbos.
So those are the things you're going to be moving on Shabbos. You're not going to be doing. The guy is. He's keeping Shabbos. Keeping Shabbos. He's just loading up his friend. He's not doing anything wrong. Right?
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
Akiris Gufo. She'akar es raglav min habayis la'akar shenitan. Right? He uprooted his feet from the house after he was loaded.
So that's called Akiras Gufo. What's Akiras Gufo? That he moved his... He uprooted his feet. His legs. From the house after he was loaded. I should get every detail of this case. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So now.
So what's the question? Is that like Akiras Chefetz Mimakomo? A lot of noise from this table. Good or not?
Okay. So.
So what's the question? What's the question? Can we have any idea what this question is? And Tosha is the same question for Anocha too, right? It'd be the same question by Anocha as well.
How does that pan out?
When the guy stops. When he stops, it would be like Hanacha. Same question. You could say stopping. Same question. Is Akiras Gufo like Akiras Chefetz? Mm-hmm. And is Hanachas Gufo like Hanachas Chefetz? Right.
We didn't really formulate it, but we thought it could be something that... The question of whether these things... apparently we would treat it as though you're doing an akira to your goof, right? But the question is, do we consider these things to be mitzurif to your goof or not? Meaning so that when you act on your goof, you're also acting on these things?
Well, I mean, the thing is like this. Let's say... in other words, in order to have the Isser Shabbos... Right, the Yisro Hotzah. So what do you need? We've been saying, right, all along. What do you need?
You need to do an Akira to these things.
An Akira from where?
From one
Rishos. Right, and Anocha from another Rishos. So now the thing is on your body. Right? Let's just think about it. The thing is on your body. So what do we consider that? Apparently, we consider that in the Rishus HaYachid, right? Mm-hmm. That's considered Munach in Rishus HaYachid. When the guy puts it on your... When the guy loads you up. Correct?
Why is it Rishus HaYachid?
Otherwise, you wouldn't be Chayev. Otherwise... you're in the Rishus HaYachid, right? You're in the Rishus HaYachid. And... In order to say you're Chayev... Right, he says you'll be chayev. No, you'll be chayev. You'll be chayev a real isidoraisa. So in order to say you're chayev for walking out of the house and stopping, you'd have to say that he did an akira from Rishus HaYachid when he moved, and a hanocha and Rishus HaRabim when he got outside. Right, it has to be Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim, otherwise no isidoraisa. Right. So it's going to come out that the person himself is being on the person is considered being in the Rishus HaYachid. It's considered Munach in the Rishus HaYachid. Right? So the person is really functioning how?
Like the car.
Like the place. The person is the place. The person is the place of the object.
Think.
What's that?
No.
Right?
He's just standing still.
He's standing still.
So he's not sitting.
Doesn't need to be sitting. Doesn't need to be sitting. It's when he moves his legs from the place. Right? Now let's take the normal case. The normal case is what? The object is on the ground. So that's its place. Its place is the ground. And you, as the one who's doing Hotzah, you have to remove it from its place on the ground and give it a new place in the next Rishus. Right? So the object has a place, and you are the agent of change. Correct? But this case is a funny case because you're both. Right? This place, this case, you're both.
You're the place and you're the...
You're the place.
One who...
And you're the object of the change of the place. As they say, you're wearing two hats, as they say.
Why are you saying that you're the place?
You are the place.
Munach.
We're not exactly the place, because...
You're the place of the object.
I mean, you're just the tziruf to the karka, which in which the guy is standing. The guy reaches his hand in to the Rishus Yachid.
Well, you are what is giving the object the shame of Munach in Rishus Yachid. Right?
Right, but I'm saying, if a guy puts his hand inside, the ani grabs from the ball by.
Hold on. Let's not count with the ani.
When he goes to Rishus Yavam, he's chayav once he goes after Rishus Yavam, correct?
Same question, when he stops.
When he stops.
Same question. That's the same question.
So when he's the place on both sides, actually.
Exactly.
No different than a carpet.
And the thing hasn't moved.
And the other side that says this wouldn't be true, it just holds it. You're not a place, you're just trans. You're just,
well, I guess, I don't know. I'm just trying to get the case straight here. I'm just trying to get the relevant facts. Right?
And the Akira doesn't occur until you cross the...
No, the Akira would be when you move your body. Right?
But it says...
Akira's
gufo,
ki Akira's chefetz dami.
Rashi says from the bias.
Where does it say that?
In
Akira's... Akira raglav mina bias. Yeah, but you okra your raglav mina bias right away. Doesn't mean... It means you start you're not planted in the house anymore. You're now separated from the house. I don't think he means when you cross the line. It's an interesting gear, but I don't think he means that. Yeah.
And what if the body was moving?
Now hold on. Oh, if the body were moving the whole time?
Yeah.
And someone put it on him while he's moving? That's later. That's next. That's definitely not an Akira. There was no Hanocha there. That's right. Well, let's take a look at Tosa. So what does Tosa say? So he says, Umi Masnisin Diktani Osha Noto Misocha. Right.
Where?
In the middle of that verse, the hotzi ha'oni chayev lekel mifshat. That what? It says you can't prove anything from the case of where
the ani reaches in and takes something out.
Where he says that the ani reaches in and takes something out, and it says he's chayev. Now, what is he trying to? Which part of that is he trying to prove it from? From the Hanocha part. Right? Because he establishes the same question. First he establishes the same question. The same question. So maybe now you'll say that what?
That's the same question.
That's what he says in the beginning. Same question of Akira and Hanocha, the same question. It's no difference between Akira and Hanocha. If it's an Akira, it's a Hanocha. If it's a Hanocha, if Akira is a Guf, is Akira is Chayfetz, then Hanocha is a Guf, is Hanocha is Chayfetz. Hanocha is Haguf is Hanocha Sechefetz, and Akira Sechef is Akira Sechefetz. Right?
So here the Ani's Guf is Munach.
So here, the Ani's hand comes out with the object, and he stops. His hand stops.
So that's the Hanacha, okay.
So if you'll say... So the Mishnah says, Yechayev. He says, why you prove from there that you see Yechayev right when he stops, right when his hand stops?
Why are you saying when his hand stops?
That's his answer. He says, you don't know when. Maybe it means he puts it down. Right? Maybe it means he puts it down. So you can't prove it from the Mishnah. But if the Mishnah did mean that Yechayev when it stops, then he would hold the proof. Right? You just can't prove that's what the Mishnah is saying. It says, Dikaluk Moshe Hiniach Agabi Karka. You could say, right, you could say that the Mishnah means he takes it out and he puts it down.
Like
rushes. But why isn't he proving anything from the fact that he picks it off of the Baal Bayis' hand?
That's an actual Akira. It wasn't just put on. Mm-hmm.
But is it Munach in the Baal Bayis' hand?
Yes.
Yeah. It would have to be. Or else everyone would be puzzled.
That's what we're saying. The only problem here is when you're being both. That's the problem. Promise to be both. Mm-hmm. To be the place and the agent of change. But there's no question that the Baal Bayis' hand is considered Munach in the Baal Bayis' hand.
Why shouldn't it be a question?
Because I'm now, when the Ani takes it off of the Baal Bayis' hand, that doesn't prove that it's Munach, that doesn't prove this question of Munach Hanochas Aguf is Kanochas Achefetz Dami.
But, I mean, the object was in his breast and it was in his hand. So, clearly it does. I mean, I don't understand why
having this question is based on the fact that two things are happening, that there's a double duty going on. You're the place and the object of change. No question that the hand can be the object of change, and there's no question that the hand can be a place. Right? In other words, if I take it off of the Baal Bayis' hand, it definitely is at rest in the Baal Bayis' hand.
I agree with you. The only thing is I don't understand the question, because your hand can be a place by itself. So then, when a friend places it, say, in your hand.
You're chayav. Oh, if he was outside of the chair.
No, I'm saying, let's say
you're both inside.
You're both inside.
Right.
He places it in your hand.
So now it's munach in your hand.
So now you're a place.
Now you're a place.
Then you move.
You move, right.
Like,
now you are changing your own... You're doing both things.
You're saying you can't be both things in the same halacha?
Just saying that seems to be the problem of the question. That you're both. It's not a problem that your hand can be a place. And it's certainly not a problem that your hand can change something's place. But like Daniel is saying, can you say that the hand is both the place and the thing that's changing the place, which is itself?
But I don't understand how that's a question.
I'm not defining it. I'm just saying that's the realm where the problem originates, because there are two things happening simultaneously with the hand.
So when Tosa says you can't prove from the case in the Mishnah,
that's why he didn't take that case, because that case is not our question. Just to show that the hand can be a place is not what we're interested in. That's why he wants to show that it can't be both. So that would only be proved when the Ani takes his hand out and stops. In other words, can you be? It's the old logical problem. Can you be both the actor and the acted upon? You might say. Right? Mm-hmm. Can you be the actor and the acted upon?
I just don't understand that as a question. I mean, like, what's the contradiction? If I'm able to exist as both the acted upon and the actor, then why can't I do that in a flow?
If you're that's able, that's the question.
I know, but I don't understand how that should be a problem. I don't understand how you could say it any other way. How you could say that you couldn't be.
You don't believe in the problem of being the acted and the acted upon.
Yeah. That's pretty much my problem.
Recognition, that's a problem.
Which is why I'm stuck.
Right. it's like, you know, can sight see itself?
Don't pretend like you didn't just try and look at your eye.
Not your eye.
Not your eye. It's like.
Okay, let's think about this a minute. Okay, that's one thing. That's one thing. Let's go over. Let's go over this. So now what? Now the Gemara says that what?
Amalei chayev. So Rebbe responded back to him that you're chayev.
Rebbe said you're chayev.
Which means that akiras gufo is akiras chayev stami.
Right. But you see, I just want you skipped one word in the question, and to me that's an essential word. Akiras gufo. Akiras chefetz mimikomo dummy. That's part of the problem. The problem is that you're the makom too. Mm-hmm. You're the makom too. So now can you say you are acting on yourself?
Is it you're acting on yourself and you're removing it from its place? You are the place.
Yeah, right.
You can't remove it from its place if you are the place.
Exactly.
You're
exactly.
Removing the place.
But like two components.
You are the place.
Right, I'm saying.
It's like you in relation to the ground.
With the place.
You can move it in relation to the ground. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Not
right. But not in relation to yourself. Mm. Right, that you agree. You're not removing it in relation to yourself.
Well, you are if you're changing. Meaning the relation to me is dependent upon certain facts. And I'm changing those facts,
you know,
which
what?
Then results.
It's still on you.
He's still holding it.
It's still on you. In the exact same place where it was.
It's on your back no matter what.
I'm aware.
You're aware. So then it's a
question. He's on count to ten.
What comes down between us? Catch things in general.
Okay, let's go over. Go ahead.
All right. So he says chayev.
He says chayev.
Inodom liyado.
Liyado. Now, what's the problem with yado?
So Rashi says, "Veinodom liyado hapshuta lifneim v'gufu lachutz."
Now Rashi's also very careful, right? Which hand are we talking about? We're only talking about the case of where the hand is the moving coming from the other table. I'm just going to separate the tables a little bit. Okay. Seems a lot of motion at that table. Transfers through here. That is only a question of what? Where the hand is extended away from the goof. Okay, we can take either case. But let's just take the case of Hotsah, right? So, I'm just reading the words. Liyado hapshuta lifnim v'gufo l'chutz. That's the case we're talking about.
So now your hand is right. In a different makom than
it's not just hand. Rashi has to define this. It's not just hand. Okay? Like we were mentioning before. Right? But the case is what? Where the ani's hand is inside whilst he is outside. It's not used enough, often enough. Right? So, what's the halacha over there? Huh? The Baal HaBayis puts something in the ani's hand, right? And then what? And then the ani pulls it out. So what is he doing? He's doing akiras yado. Akiras yado. Right? He's moving his hand.
Oh, okay.
Now, as you might think that if somebody who's loaded up walks out and is chayav achatas, what's the difference between that and loading up the ani's hand?
Seemingly nothing.
And then the ani retrieving his hand.
Right.
That's what Rashi has to have this case, right? It's different. Why? And over there we say that the ani is potter. So why is that not a stira? Why is it not a stira to the idea of kiras agrof is kiras chayfetz mimikomo dummy? Why?
Okay, because as of my timer, gufo nayach, yado lo nayach, or the other way around.
Okay. Your hand is not at rest, and your body is at rest. What does that mean, Rashi?
Yado lo nayach hilkach ki hotzia lo akar midi.
Rashi is rightly focusing on the hotzah, right?
As opposed to
saying that he's not taught that when you bring it out, it's not a hanocha,
mm-hmm.
right? We're talking about the hotzah part. Mm-hmm. And he's also not talking about when the Baal HaBayis puts it in your hand, right?
The motion.
He's saying that what? He's saying ki hotzah hilkach. Now he's saying, since your hand is not at rest, whatever that means for the moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Since your hand, while it's inside, holding the object, is not considered at rest, right? Then, when you take it out, you're not doing an akira.
Right.
Why are you not doing an akira?
Because you can do an akira.
Because the object was never munach. The object was never munach. Right? In Rishus HaYachid. And there's no hotzah without an akira and a hanocha. Okay. But your body is at rest. Your body is at rest on the ground. So that's really an akira. So Rashi is saying that what? That the hand, this is where Tosus gets the Rashi's shot. Right? So Tosus is saying that the hand is not at rest, and the guf is at rest on the karka. So what does it mean the hand is not at rest?
On the karka.
So let me ask you a simple question. Go back to our original question. So what about the case where let's say the Baal HaBayis puts something in the Ani's hand? Let's say the Baal HaBayis takes an object and puts it outside into the Ani's hand. Right? So why is the Baal HaBayis chayev v'chatas?
He's not until
the
Ani puts it down according to Rashi.
No.
No, he is, because there the hand is chayev v'chatas. The guf, so you call that hand at rest.
Well, it's not on the ground. No, it's right.
It's not even
the fact that your goof and your yad are elsewhere. He just cares that the yad is not on the carpet.
That's what he sounds like saying, right?
Right.
So what's the difference inside and outside? What's the difference if the Ani's hand is inside and he takes the object outside? Right? After it's been placed in his object. So we say you're lacking in akira. Or where the Ani picks it up from the Baal HaBayis's hand. You can stay with the same Ani. Right? Again, the Ani picks it up from the Baal HaBayis's hand. Was it at rest in the Baal HaBayis's hand? Obviously it was. So what do you mean the hand is not at rest? It's just blatantly not true. Max, you have that stunned look on your face.
The two cases are where the Ani sticks his hand in into the house, and then what?
And he receives the object.
He receives it. Okay.
And then we say he's not chayev when he takes it out and puts it down. Because it wasn't at rest. It was never at rest in his hand, because his hand is not at rest.
Right.
So in order for an object to have the shame of munach in the Rishus, via your body has to be at rest.
Right?
So the hand is not at rest, so therefore the object is not at rest. Right? At least not at rest in the Rishus HaYachid.
Right.
Okay. But in the other case, in the first case, with the Baal HaBayis is holding it in his hand, and the Ani takes it from his hand and brings it outside.
It's definitely at rest.
It's definitely at rest in the Baal HaBayis' hand.
Because his goof is at rest. Whereas his goof is in that Rishus. So that therefore his hand's considered part of his goof, and therefore the object is considered munach in that.
Okay, so what does it mean, yado lo nayach?
So that's
that's only when the yad is in a different rishus than the guf.
But what kind of a definition is that? I mean, is his hand on the ground? Is not on the ground? I mean, you're right. You're definitely right. That has to be the chilek. But what does it mean, yado lo nayach, definitively?
Because that's the whole point. It's nowhere. You can't say it's really in the rishus yachid, because it's not connected to the ground in any way. But you can't say it's in the rishus haram, because even though it's connected to his goof, which is in the rishus, it is not in the rishus haram. That's the whole point of it being not at rest. You can't define it as being
and when
in
it
any
is,
makom.
And when it's in the same place as his body,
it's, what's the difference?
Then what?
Between it and the goof itself.
Okay, so you're saying that what when it says yado, knows yado is only when the yad, you only call the yad a yad. When it's in its own rishus. Okay. But if it were in the rishus of the guf, then it would just be his guf.
Right.
That's what you're saying? That's what you're both saying? Max?
No, are you saying concepts here? I was just saying factually that's the case.
No, factually, no. In terms of the concept. In other words, in terms of the concept, what David is saying is that in the case where the Baal HaBayis is holding it, then you're really going via guf. You don't look at it as yad. It's no different from his head, from his shoulders, and from his hand. Guf. Right? And his guf is at rest. Correct? But when the hand is separate from the body, now you have to treat the hand as an ikar. Because when the hand is in the rishus of the body, then it's just buckled to the, then it just has the shame of guf. We don't differentiate different types of different parts of the guf, right? Hmm. But when the hand is in a separate rishus, in order to relate to the rishus via the hand, we have to treat the hand as an entity, right? So then you'll say, fine, that entity is there, but that entity is not munach, right? That's what he's saying.
But it can be to do
a kira? Yeah, because that's only a problem of makom. This is only a problem of makom. It's only a problem of makom, not a problem of being an agent of change, yes.
Without the connection to the ground, how can you say that the yad is in a rishus?
That's the problem. So that's why it's not. Yado lo nayach. It's not.
But I mean, then shouldn't the hand just be considered as if it is in the rishus harabim? Not as it. Meaning, the hand is connected to the rishus harabim.
Didn't you just say how could it be connected to the rishus harabim?
No, I was asking how it could be considered connected to the rishus yachid in any way.
It's not.
Because he's standing in the rishus harabim, so why not just say it goes by wherever the guy's standing? And that's just it. There's no other definition you could possibly apply to it.
But then the problem would be, then if the Baal HaBayis puts it in the Ani's hand, while the Ani's hand is in the house, he has to be chayav a chayav. That we definitely don't say. We definitely don't say that rishuyos extend through the body. Right?
So then how...
We don't say that if your body is in rishus harabim and your hands are rishus yachid, that's like a little bit of rishus yachid. A little bit of rishus harabim in the rishus yachid.
But
right?
Then how are we saying that there's just that the yad is something else? Meaning, how can we apply some other definition to it? Why not say that it's like nothing?
Yeah, that's basically what you're saying.
It's not at rest. You can't.
It's not at rest.
At munach.
In other words, the yad is a way of relating to, at best, the guf is a way of relating to the place, right?
What?
A way of relating to the place, right?
That's with you.
So we say you don't have to be, the object doesn't have to be literally on the ground, right? It can be on something that's on the ground, right?
Hmm.
But he's saying if the yad is the only entity in the rishus, then, since the yad is not at rest in this ground, on this ground, the object won't be at rest on this ground. Yado lo nayach. That's why you can't relate the object to the ground via this hand.
But it's only because the yad has to become a separate entity when it's separated from the body. But if it's together with the body, right, then you'll say that it's munach on the in the reshus of the in the reshus of the guf.
So the ani put his hand on the ground.
That would be enough, Kamina.
And then he pulled it out, he'd be a
5 month. That's right. According to Rashi, according to this Pshat Rashi.
Oh, that would be just like the Guf.
That's, I think the Ritva mentions that. That would be, according to Rashi, I think he mentions that as a Nafkamina, between Tosa's way and Rashi's way.
Mm-hmm. What's
Nafkamina? Oh, he reaches his hand in and puts it on the ground.
Hands on the ground.
And then the Baal Bais puts something in it.
The essential difference between the verses is not that that it's a separate entity because his hand is in the Rishus Yachid and his body is in the Rishus Rabbah, but really that when the Yad is like acting, then it can't be considered a Makam. When he sticks a hand in it, it has a certain character. A Makam has to have a certain character. It's acting, that's not the quality of like a Makam. So when he's just hand is just out there and he sticks in his hand, so the hand is like a Makam, not because it's not a separate entity. It always is the same entity. It's just that when it's acting, it like removes the quality of the Makam.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Why would Rashi maintain that if the hand was on the floor, that it would be considered resting? I mean, like, is it just that it needs to be connected to something?
That's a way of learning Rashi. That is a way of learning Rashi.
I think
the Ritva mentions that.
Because, I mean, insofar as the way that...
In other words, saying that the hand is like a separate entity, but this entity is like a hovering in space.
Yeah, no, so then...
But if this entity were on the ground, it would be good. It would be a munach.
We didn't say Tosos was a way of learning it. You just referenced the fact that...
Yes, let's take a look at Tosos. So Rashi doesn't like the Girsa. It's a funny Lashon that Rashi has here. What is this? Lashon Acher, or some say Lo? Right? But the effect is the same. That what? That Rashi doesn't like the Girsa of Yodo Basar Gufo Grera. But the reason why he doesn't like it is strange.
The Asera.
It's extra. Right. Doesn't mean it's extra.
Tosos gets a whole different idea from it.
Meaning he would have the same Svara?
Sounds like that. That's what I would say. Right. That's what I would say. But then Tosos goes... Tosis doesn't seem to think Rashi is learning the same as him. Go ahead. Let's see Tosis.
Right. Nir l'ri kalashon acher. Degaras yado debasra gufo grira bayakira, gufo lo bayakira.
But that's a nafka, meaning whether you're learning it's lo or loshon acher. It's strange to say loshon acher, because what's the first loshon?
That's yado lo nayach.
Right.
What?
Just Yad Elonaya.
Just Yodo Lo...
Just like we have it now.
Yodo Lo Nayach. Right. My timer. Yodo Lo Nayach. Right, everybody has that part, right? But now the question is why? But now the question is, do you say Gufo Nayach? Or do you say... What?
No, you always have Gufo Nayach. Yeah. But Yado Lo Nayach, does it say Yado Lo Nayach V'Yado Basar Gufo Grira and then Gufo Nayach?
What does Lashon Acher mean? Is the Lashon Acher in Rashi?
That's him bringing down another gear. So
that's no, that's not usually what Lashon Acher means.
I mean, it would be him presenting another way of...
It would be another gear in Rashi. Another gear in Rashi that says...
That, and then he's saying that his girsa, his second girsa, is Yisera.
So that you can learn that way. In other words, what's interesting, the two lashonos of Rashi. The first lashon of Rashi is just excluding that, just excluding basar gufo grera. That would be like Tosos. that it can't be. They're incompatible. Just ignores the whole thing. But to say it's Yesera, that'd be a different way of learning. Mm-hmm. That'd be more like learning like those.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
So what is the low versinon?
The low would be like Tosos. Right?
No, but I mean, what? Just how do you read that then? So the Lashon Acher is another Girsa in Rashi.
Another Girsa in Rashi.
So he's explaining.
Instead of saying that the problem is that Yado Lo Nayach and the Guf, but the Guf is on the Karka, right? That's the problem with saying Lashon Acher, because what are you taking out?
How can you rejecting his own lashon?
No, there are two lashonas in Rashi. You have that sometimes.
Yeah.
Two lashonas.
Yeah, but who's saying low gar? Who's saying low gar?
Rashi himself says low gar sina and diaseri. So his second lashon is rejecting
itself.
No, wait a minute.
No, he's rejecting his second lashon.
No, I have the same problem as you do.
No, it's some Rashi's have this thing. Yado basar gufo greiro low gar sina diaseru. And some Rashi's don't have that.
Okay, and then.
Some Rashi's?
Yeah, Rashi was printed many, many times. In many different gears of Rashi. Some Lashonas of Rashi have that in, some Lashonas of Rashi don't have that in.
Right, so the one that Tosfos had apparently was not the second.
The one that Tosfos had apparently didn't have that in.
I mean, so it says Logar Sinan
Dizerahu. Right.
So who's.
That's in the Gemara.
That's in the Gemara.
He's saying it's not in the Gemara. Yodo Basa Gufa Greira is not in the Gemara. But why is it not in the Gemara? Because it's extra.
Okay.
Saying it doesn't make sense to have that gear, so because it would just be redundant.
But the Rashi that Tosfos did have in front of him did have a Lashon Acher, right? Because why does Tosfos say nearly kill Lashon Acher? It's not a Lashon Acher unless someone had it as possibly another Lashon.
So you could learn it that way too. I mean, Lashon Acher, Rashi saying Lashon Acher. Is he saying there is another Girsa right. in the Gemara?
And,
yeah,
and
what I thought
doesn't
he was
make
saying.
Sense. Doesn't make sense.
No, or that some editor. I mean, that is no.
You don't need to say Lashon Acher. Just say Yado Basar Gufo Greira Lo Gar Sina. Rashi, a lot of times Rashi says you don't go with certain things.
Right. So
well, doesn't you don't introduce him with a Lashon Acher.
Right. No. So I'm saying it could be. What you're saying? Well, one possibility is that not that Rashi put it in, that someone else said this is a text of Rashi.
No. Well, there's a machlo. No. Mike, yeah.
What were you saying, Lashon Acher? Rashi
was printed many times.
Right.
Some Rashi's have things that other Rashi's don't have.
So the Lashon Acher is just the printer saying.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like another Gears of Rashi that has.
Another Gears of Rashi says this.
That's
in this
saying.
Rashi.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And
just like
saying,
the Gemara.
Right. And he had that in front of him, the Lashon Acher, and he's saying it would appear that would really be the correct.
Who?
Tosfos.
No, I'm saying Tosfos did not have the Lashon Acher in Rashi, right?
He only
doesn't
had
he
the other
to
one.
It as the Lashon Acher.
No, he's talking about the Girsa in the Gemara.
So why does he say kill Lashon Acher? Why does he say Nira Shehagirsa blah 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 blah?
Yeah, because the Lashon Acher is the other Girsa in the Gemara.
Okay.
He's not saying it's Nira to Lashon Acher in Rashi.
So we've got Rashi's Girsa that we're wondering about.
I'm not saying it's
Gemara's
Nira like Lashon Acher in Rashi.
But the other Girsa in Rashi.
Because Lashon Acher says you shouldn't be Goris.
No.
Slow down. Forget about Rashi for a minute, okay? There were two Girsas in the Gemara. Before Rashi ever thought of writing his Pirush on Shas, there were two Girsas in the Gemara. There were two Girsas floating around. Right? Some said, like we have, and some said, Gufo Yodo Bosar Gufo Greira. My Taima Yodo Bosar Gufo Greira. Some had my Taima Gufo Nayach Yodo Lo Nayach. That's an old question. Right? Now, some Rashis say specifically, don't be Goris that because it's extra. And some Rashis don't mention it at all. Right? Now, there's a difference, though, if you say it's extra or if you don't mention it at all, it would seem. If you say it's extra, then you're saying it's the same concept. So there's no reason to have it. Not that it's wrong, but there's no. It's just like an extra pirush. A lot of times you have in Shas where there are things... Didn't we have that in Brachos? Sometimes the Gemara says things, and the Rishonim say that's not the Gemara's gear. So that's someone wrote that in as an extra pirush, right? We had that in Brachos. I think we might have skipped that part, huh?
What would be the answer to the Maitama?
But Yado Basar Gufo Greira. Oh, the answer would essentially be Gufo Naech, Yado Lo Naech, because Yado Basar Gufo Greira. Now, this is explaining what is Yado, is explaining what is Gufo Naech, Yado Lo Naech mean. Or is explaining the reason, just like Tosa says.
Right.
Just like Tosa says. Yeah, it would be like saying Yado, it would be like saying Gufo Naech, Yado Lo Naech, because Yado Basar Gufo Greira. Right?
Explaining the principle,
right. But so if you're going to be goraced like that, Rashi, then Rashi's agreeing with Tosos. Right?
Right.
If you're not goraced that, then Rashi is just rejecting that gear, so outright he doesn't even mention it. It's funny why he doesn't mention it, but he didn't even, it's not even part of his, it doesn't have anything to do with his pshat. It's completely
couldn't be that
pshat.
He didn't have it.
Could be. Well, I don't know. No, it doesn't seem that way because he, the lashon. Unless you say the lashon achir,
it's completely false.
It's like a false thing. Somebody made it up. But
I thought that's what we were saying, that the printer put it in.
No. Rashi wrote it many times. The different times Rashi wrote his pshat, his pirush.
Mm-hmm.
But it would seem that Tosfos is learning Rashi that it's incompatible with Yodo, with Gufo, Yodo Basa Gufo Grira. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way you're showing. You're saying because the Yad, it's not that Yodo is Basa Gufo Grira, the Yad is its own thing.
So that's the gear, so he doesn't have it.
No, it's the opposite. Is it Yodo Lo Nayach because the Yad is its own thing? And it has to be munach in its own right? Or do you say, no, the yad is not munach because it's part of the body always? Right?
Those are the
two opposite svaras.
So it seems if you say that Rashi says that it's Yisera,
then you'd have to say like Tosfos. Then you'd have to say he's learning Yodo Lo Nayach because it is not its own thing. So there's two ways to understand why the hand is not munach. Is it because it's its own thing and it's physically off the ground? Right? Or is it because, in other words, everybody's going to agree in the end of the day that the hand is not munach in that rishus? Right? But why? Is it because it's its own thing and therefore it has to be judged on its own right? Whereas when it's with the guf, it's not its own thing? Right? Or is it because it's never its own thing? And it always goes by the guf. So it can't have its own definition of munach here if the guf is here.
In which case, you'd have to put it down when you take it back into Rosh Hashanah. Meaning just having it in your hand in Rosh Hashanah wouldn't be anything if it was the stam definition in Yad.
No, either pshat is going to be the same, that while the hand is separated from the body, the object's not munach in that.
Yeah, I know, but the question is when it's with the body in the same Rosh Hashanah.
No, then it's everything is fine. It's also fine.
Right. So you have to say that Tosos definitely didn't have the Gersa and Rashi in order to.
That's what
I said. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Because right. Otherwise, it wouldn't be Yisera.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Unless you're gonna say Yisera doesn't mean superfluous, means wrong. Doesn't seem that way though.
So Tosos had the one that he didn't have that whole.
He didn't have that Lashon Acher.
Because then Rashi would be saying like him.
That's right. It would seem so, right?
Yeah.
But some editors thought that was a little harsh.
Okay, so let's see what Tosa is saying then.
Alright. So,
Nir Lari.
Nir Lari, Lashon Acher. Degaras Yado, Debasar Gufo Grira, Bai Akira, Gufo Lo Bai Akira.
Okay, so what does that mean? That the hand, what's the difference between the hand and the goof?
Right, so the hand, which is drawn after the goof, lacks...
That needs akira. Need akira. So in other words, you need to do a real akira. The hand has to do a real akira. Right? The goof doesn't have to do a real akira. The goof's own akira is enough. In other words, the yad has to act on something else. Mm-hmm. It has to be okay or something else. But the guf doesn't. The guf can just be okay itself. Right? Because
yeah.
Everybody needs an akira. But it means to say the guf doesn't have to be an actor on something else. But the yad does. Why? Because the yad goes after the guf. It's not clear. So what does that mean? The yad goes after the guf?
Since the yad goes after the guf, and the guf is outside, so when he puts his hand in, he can't say he was oker from the rishus ha-yachid.
So one second, so his hand is inside, and the Baal HaBayis put something in his hand.
Right.
Right.
So he doesn't have the Maisa, and he's also not in the Rishus HaYachid. The goof isn't going from Yachid to Rav.
Right. It's not Munach, because it's not, because the Yad is not, the Yad is not considered Munach, and you can't look at the Yad as Munach in its own Rishus. So that's what he's saying, that's what the Ripa says would be the Nafkamina between Rashi and Tosos. That if the hands were on the floor, according to this pshat, it still wouldn't be munach in the hand. Right? Because it's not a problem that the hand is separate and floating. The problem is the hand is intrinsically tied to the body. Yeah.
So wait, why isn't the Baal HaBayis chayev putting
it in his hand? Yeah, so why is the Baal HaBayis not chayev? So why is the Baal HaBayis not chayav?
He puts it in the hand of the body.
Right. But that's what he's explaining. That's what Tosfos goes on to explain. L'mai degoras nami yodo lo nayoch. So he seems like he's saying nami, right? It seems like he's saying there's a girsa with both. Right? Mifarish ri da'ina mishum debosa gufo goria. Meaning that's why it's not. That's why the hand is not munach. So the Baal HaBayis is still not going to be chayev, right?
But that's just that it's not munach in the Rishus HaYachid. It's munach with the gufis.
It can't be. Can't be. It's not possible. Can't be that the object is now considered in the Rishus HaRab.
Then why would he have to
pull it out? What? Now, what's his kasha in Rashi?
Rashi pirish yada lo naich al gabi karka. Mashma afilu hu v'yada b'makom echad. V'nosan lo chavero l'toch yado v'hotzi pater.
Right. So he's asking our question that we asked before.
Right. So according to Rashi.
Right. Now, why is it? If you're going to say it's a problem, if you're going to say that the hand is really a separate entity, it's according to him, it's not a problem. Point him that case is not a problem, because he's saying the hand is always goes with the goof, right? But if you're going to say the hand is like a separate entity, so why should it be not a separate entity when it's together with the goof? That's basically the thrust of his question, right?
How's it a separate entity?
Because that's what he's learning. Yodolo nayach. Agabi karka means say it's like a separate thing, but it's not resting. Mashra filu hu yado hu v'yado mokam echad v'nosan lo chaveo toch yado v'hotzi potter. That what? Right. Even if the person and his hand are together, and someone puts it in your hand, you'd be potter. V'nira the b'chol inyan she'atina chaveo bein al ksefo bein al yado v'hotzi chayav. So that can't be. Can't be there's a difference if someone puts something in your hand and you walk outside, or someone puts something on your shoulder and you walk outside. You'd be chayav in both cases. So you see, when the Ani takes it out of the Baal HaBayis' hand, it definitely was at rest in the Baal HaBayis' hand. So since it's a hanocha in his hand, kishe okor gufo im ze shebiyado harei okro mimokom hanocha.
He's not even in the Baal Bayis.
Yeah. Right. All right. Let's just a lot to digest over here.
Yeah.
Let's just see if we can get. Let's see if we can think of a little bit of a story tomorrow. It's type of, you know, you need to get the facts straight. You need to get into the sugi over here. Okay? So let's see if we can understand the question. I mean, the question, it would seem to be the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
The only machlokes Rashi tells us is how the hand is different. Okay, and then if we get past that, let's also do, so you go through the two dots, right?